These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
Welcome to Community Comment with Terry Bell on 95.3 WBEV, presented by Professional Floor Covering, a locally owned Abbey Design Center located at 713 Park Ave in Beaver Dam. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. Over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window furnishings. It's so much more than floors. There's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Speaking of countertops, they can do them in your bathroom or your kitchen. The material, color, and pattern of a countertop all play a major role in how a kitchen or bath remodel will turn out. They offer a large selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops. They help you find the perfect countertop that fits with both your lifestyle and design. Go to proflr.com for all your needs. Here's Community Comment with Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Ashley. And we are joined today by Matt Bartle and Amanda Pulvermacher of Dodge County Emergency Preparedness. And we're going to talk about all kinds of things that we can do to keep ourselves safe. If you have a question or a comment for Matt or Amanda, you can go ahead and give us a call or a text at 920-887-8585. Or call the studio line at 885-4446, and welcome to Community Comments.
Thanks for having us again.
Feels like it's been a while.
It has. A few months.
Okay. Well, you know, this time of year, and I know you deal a lot with a lot of different kinds of emergencies, but here in the fall, we seem to get a little bit of a reprieve between tornado season and severe winter weather season.
It's Dodge County. Don't jinx it.
We're coming off a lull, so yes.
Okay, fair enough. First of all, talk to us about the important role, I should say, that partnerships that you have with different agencies around Dodge County in helping you do your job and helping people when the worst happens.
Yeah, so... You know, as we discussed, we did have a little series of events this past spring and summer with the tornadoes and everything, and it really reinforced how important the partnerships we have are with outside agencies, not just within our own agencies and the county. So for one, Red Cross comes to mind, just an organization that just goes above and beyond. We are so very fortunate to have some awesome Red Cross reps for our region. We have... one that lives here in Dodge County. She's not necessarily for our region, but she's always willing to lend a hand. She works in our emergency management region. And then Melisha McFarland is actually our representative for our county, and she covers the whole southeast Wisconsin sector, including Milwaukee. So she's fairly busy, but just a wealth of knowledge, and I just can't say enough good things. And Amanda really, I mean, I'll let her speak to it, but kicking off, especially like the nights of the tornadoes and stuff with the Red Cross, I mean, it was just... It's phenomenal, and they have their stuff together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Red Cross, Salvation Army, the National Weather Service, our school partners, all of them were huge assets to us. Our utility partners, so specifically I had an Alliant Energy rep that we've done training with. She kind of acted as a liaison for us for all of the utility companies during the tornadoes, so just having those partnerships ahead of time just made that whole event, and really honestly, all of the events that we've had this summer, so much easier to handle. They were on, you know, personal phone calls with them as the events are happening. You don't have to sit and dig through your phone to try and figure out what number do I call, how do I get a hold of these people. You know, you have that relationship with them ahead of time, and they're calling you asking if they need help or, this is what I have available. Do you want me to send it? And it's one less thing that we have to think about when we're trying to respond and get everything, you know, get a situational awareness of what's going on.
It seems like the Red Cross especially is so on top of things that whenever there's some kind of emergency, I mean, they are right there. What kind of infrastructure do they have to respond? I mean, is it Do you contact them, or do they have their own means of finding out where the trouble is happening and what's needed?
You know, we'll usually contact them if we need them. And they come for a lot of different things, like structure fires. If we have a big apartment fire, the local fire departments can call on them to help shelter or make arrangements for victims of those incidents. But, you know, they go, and the people from our region too, these disaster reps, they go all around the country to hurricanes and stuff. So, I mean, this is what they do. They're really good at it. They practice it. Audrey, who lives in our county, but she's our EM region, so there's a whole different sob story there with how the regions are set up in the state. But she was out at the Palisades fire. She was in Los Angeles last year helping run family assistance centers out there and stuff. So they have really good experience and meaningful experience, and it helps us tremendously.
Mm-hmm. Right. Your partnerships with healthcare coalitions is important too, I understand.
Yep. So we're kind of, I call it the healthcare coalition revival for Dodge County. We kind of had one, and we found out that it could be improved, and then you know, other events happened and stuff, so it kind of got pushed by the wayside. So we're trying to come up. We're going to be running this month our first revived healthcare coalition meeting, and we really got it narrowed down to people that we think need to be there and have these discussions. And it's hospital reps, EMS reps, clinics and whatnot, doctors and stuff. And really, we're just discussing, you know, what are the big trends right now? For example, measles, it's the most contagious disease out there. And, you know, so just how do we protect ourselves from that? We have discussions. What are we doing to prepare in case it does come to Dodge County? Knocking on wood. I've already jinxed us once today. But yeah, and then other things, you know, we look at preparedness efforts. You know, what kind of exercises can we do as a group? What kind of training can we put together? And how do we just continually prepare and for the next incident, but in hopes that something never happens?
When did things start to revamp with the healthcare coalition relationships?
Probably within the last 6 months. We made it a priority with our public health officer, Roman. We really determined that we wanted to get this set back up. And, you know, little things happen here and there, and it kind of pushes it off. But it was always the intent that we did it the right way this time. We learned from, I don't want to say past mistakes, but what went well, what didn't work well, and just really, really make the whole focus of it intentional so that everyone that attends is getting something out of it.
Right. And you make a good point, too, with the need of the healthcare. When we think of emergency preparedness on the county level, we think of severe weather, we think of fires. But you mentioned, you know, the measles may very well be a possibility of something we may have to deal with down the line. It's happening north of us a ways. And, you know, that's the way infectious diseases work. They spread.
Right. And it's not a matter of when it's, or if it's more of a matter of when. It's just the way the world works. And, you know, you have things, thankfully it's just kind of down in Jefferson County, but avian influenza, I mean, that's a hot topic right now. So there's always something to look at, and we always, you know, we think we got one thing nailed down and then another one pops up. So just the healthcare coalitions especially, I mean, though, we can kind of bounce ideas off each other and see what everyone's doing to prepare. So when it does come time to work together, we know that we're all on the same page.
Very good. We're going to take a break here, but we're going to be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
To help those who want to be helped but may not be able to afford it.
That's what PGA Tour winner Grayson Murray had envisioned for a foundation before he sadly took his own life at just 30 years old. His parents channeled their grief into creating the Grayson Murray Foundation, carrying out his vision to help those struggling with mental health and addiction. To donate and learn more, visit GraysonMurrayFoundation.com.
These October spooktacular price holds at the Market in Beaver Dam are scary good. Sink your fangs into awesome russet potatoes, 5-pound bags for $1.99, or hunt the meat aisle for all-natural boneless pork chop family packs, only $2.49 a pound. Don't be tricked. Treat the family with our family large eggs, $2.69 a dozen, and our family white bread, only $1.39. For ghoulishly good dinners, Jack's Thin Pizzas are 2 for $7. These deals will vanish after November 2nd. Shop the Market at Beaver Dam today.
Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown. Our biggest discounts of the year is going on right now. 4 days only for our customer appreciation event. You can save up to 50% off of list prices, plus an extra 15% off already reduced prices. There's no interest for 36 months on qualifying purchases $19.99 or more, and no interest for 60 months on select Tempur-Pedic and Stearns & Foster's mattresses $19.99 or more. Half off of full service delivery, so take advantage of our awesome delivery team. Save big with our customer appreciation sale this October 10th through the 13th.
Winter in Wisconsin, that delightful time of year when the chill in the air sticks around and not feeling your toes is as routine as your social media posts that say, hashtag winter stinks. But how often do you think ahead about the furnace that heats your home? Imagine it's 5 below 0 and your furnace decides to take a permanent vacation. Doesn't the thought send shivers down your spine? Don't wait until that happens. Visit Chad and his team at Air Care in Beaver Dam. Ask them about the advanced modulating furnace from Carrier. This Carrier furnace efficiently sips gas only as needed at any outdoor temperature, saving you money by using less gas. Who wouldn't love having the peace of mind, comfort, and savings of a modulating furnace from Carrier? Be sure to turn to the experts, AirCare and Carrier. Check them out at aircareinc.com and like them on Facebook, or give them a call at 920-356-8860.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here is Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Ashley. We are talking about emergency preparedness with Dodge County Emergency Preparedness Professionals Matt Bartle and Amanda Pulvermacher. If you'd like to join the conversation, we welcome you. You can call us or text us at 920-887-8585 or call us here at the studio line at 885-4446. We wanted to talk a little bit at this point about the important role that family assistance centers play in, you know, the case of emergencies, places where people can get information that's really important. I'll let you take it from there. But apparently, you know, this is something that's you're talking about, how to do well and do better in case of future events.
Yep. So family assistance centers play a really important role in the event of a disaster or a mass casualty incident, something where there could be a lot of injuries or possibly even fatalities. And what it is, it's kind of a one-stop shop with the primary goal of gathering information for family members and then supporting the family members that are still looking for their loved ones. They may not necessarily, you know, it's not all gloom and doom all the time. They may not necessarily be deceased, but they could be. It could be an incident. A good example is the Waukesha parade, where the individual drove through the parade and people were getting shipped out to different hospitals, and you're trying to coordinate and figure out where they are because family members are coming to this family assistance center looking for information on their loved ones, because obviously they can't get a hold of them when they're injured. And so it's a way for us to, we try and track where the people are going, what their status is, and then family members can come in and we can offer different types of care, such as spiritual care, mental health care. You know, we have crisis individuals on, we'll have crisis individuals on hand in case, you know, these people, you know, just need that mental health care. Medical support. If it's, for example, if we had like an apartment fire or something, we have public health nurses where, you know, somebody just lost everything. They need to get all their prescriptions reordered, so we can kind of fast track that using our public health nurses and some of the other staff in the county to go ahead and get a hold of providers so we can expedite getting all their supplies back, so they're not going for a long duration without supplies that are essential to their health and wellness.
Yeah. Touched it all. Yep.
Okay, very good. What kind of scale are we talking about? I mean, we think of Dodge County as small and tight knit. You know, is there a need to prepare for perhaps, you know, a situation where dozens or maybe even more people could be, you know, people would want information about them, or are we just talking about smaller numbers?
It's scalable. I mean, we prepare for everything from the small to the worst case scenario for everything. And this is Dodge County. You just don't know what's going to happen here. I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, we're just kind of like the little eye of a hurricane in Wisconsin for some reason. You know, the weather gods don't like us and and whatnot. But really, it's scalable. And so we can bring in as much as we need to, especially using those community partnerships that we talked about earlier. Or we can make it as little and as pointed as possible just to get people in and out, get them some services that they need, and shut it down right away. So,
yeah, how do you gather that information? Let's say there's a situation where people in one kind of contained area are then suddenly sent to a number of different healthcare facilities, hospitals. How do you get the information that the people coming want to know?
So, I'm actually going to be working on the county mass casualty plan with a bunch of our hospital providers and some of our EMS providers, especially some of the ones here in Beaver Dam that I work with on the side. The mass casualty plan will essentially kind of set that all up, and then we're going to work on patient tracking and make sure that we got our systems down right so that when people do get sent out in the event of an incident, we know who's getting on that ambulance, who's going where and where they're going, and if they get sent from one hospital to another, that it's tracked the whole way through. So the goal is to make it not have any unknowns for the family.
So I'm guessing that the last time this was really put to the test was in May. Where was that? How did people get their information?
So we didn't have any injuries or fatalities during the tornadoes, but we did open up a family assistance center in Juneau, and then we opened up a sheltering location in Mayville. So the Red Cross had opened up the school as a shelter where the community members could go there, and it was opened from Thursday night all the way until Saturday. Juneau was more of a family assistance center. It was open during the day. It shut down at night because the residents were able to go either back to their homes, or they had support from human services where they could go to a hotel or something for the weekend. But that family assistance center, it was initially, I believe, about 40 people were brought to it that night, and then the next day, maybe 8 or 10 people. So we start off looking at a situational awareness purpose of what do they need. So in the heat of the moment, they need a safe space to go, maybe with some snacks and water. And then from there, we kind of engage to see how long the incident's going to last, what other resources we could bring in. So then we brought in public health and our mental health crisis workers, and worked from there to see again, like, is this going to be an extended issue? Do we need to bring in other services? And then once we were able to get the full picture of what was going on and that residents were able to go back home that night because power was restored, we were able to kind of scale that back. And we just opened it up the next day to make sure that any other community members that needed the assistance still had a place to come, and just knew that there was at least area where they had a place to charge their phone or a place to find someone with information that could maybe, you know, answer some questions for them.
Did anything come up at that point that made you think that these are some areas that we need to follow up on or try to discuss and maybe, you know, do better next time?
Yeah. So every event that we have is a learning event for us. So unfortunately, we get to practice our plans in the heat of the moment. And we were actually in the process of creating a bigger family assistance center plan when the tornadoes kind of came through. And we have learned a lot from that and have, I think, really finalized and created a solid plan that we're going to hopefully never have to use again. But if we have to, I really think that, you know, that learning environment for us helped create a better plan for us.
You raise a good point. I mean, you learn when things actually happen, but, you know, what happens to that institutional memory when we go long stretches without anything particularly bad happening?
Correct. And so we have to just keep exercising these kinds of plans. So, you know, if there's ever a chance that we can say, let's run an exercise, either a tabletop or discussion or a full-scale exercise, and put all these pieces together with all of these community partners, we'll take that chance and do that.
Any plans for anything like that in the near future?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything you can talk about?
No, I mean, there's different processes to doing exercise and everything. We don't just jump into full-scale exercises. So one thing, you know, we really learned a lot about our internal processes during this tornado. And we kind of took some of that and put it into this family assistance center plan. And there's a bunch of other plans in the county. You got everything from, like I said, your mass casualties, mass fatalities, continuity of operations plans. What happens if government's affected? Like, how do we do that? So we look at everything. And then, so for one example, with our county supervisors, with just finishing this plan and putting it into action, actually, at the beginning of this month, we started by doing like a seminar. So we're going to just run through the plan with them. And then we kind of look at bumping up. Okay, let's do a tabletop exercise and walk and talk through some of this stuff, just sitting in a group. And then we can kind of go into like functional exercises. And our ultimate goal is to do a full-scale exercise and see how everything works in real time.
Very good. We're going to take a break for the news, but we plan to be right back. We hope you'll join us. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
34-yard field goal attempt off the right hash marks. Matt Orzech on the snap. Daniel Whelan down on one knee. Snap, placement, kick to the upright. And it is good! And the game ends in a tie.
The end of the ball game.
A hard-fought overtime affair. Ends in a tie at 40.
After a draw on Big D, the Bengals come to town on October 12th for a matchup at Lambeau Field. Coverage begins at 1. The kickoff is set for 3:25 on 95.3 WBEV.
Orthopedic pain shouldn't disrupt every part of your life. If you've been avoiding activities you love, make a change. Contact Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, because life is better with the freedom to move.
At Gruber Law Offices, we've helped tens of thousands of families after a serious accident. Our priority has always been our clients. We're here for you whenever you may need us. One call, that's all.
Hey, it's Stacy from Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Stay tuned to my friends here at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is convening his cabinet for a ratification vote on phase one of the peace deal reached with Hamas.
It was 2 years ago this week that Hamas attacked Israel, killing 1,200 people, taking 250 hostage. Since then, Israel's response, killing more than 67,000 Palestinians, including 20,000 children, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Gaza decimated.
ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Hostage Square in Tel Aviv.
We've seen celebrations here, singing, dancing, the Israeli flag, the American flag, signs saying we love you, Trump. In the words of one mother of a hostage, saying I can be a mother who hugs her son again.
Once the Israeli cabinet signs off on the deal, the hostage release and prisoner exchange is expected to happen, probably Monday. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. A Mayville man is sentenced to 5 years in prison this week for killing his roommate in 2019. David Allhands pleaded no contest to homicide by negligent use of a weapon. 5 years is the maximum sentence allowed under state law. He'll spend another 5 years under extended supervision. The victim was Nicholas Drukey, who graduated from Beaver Dam High School in 2007, served in the Army, and graduated from college in Texas. The government shutdown may raise the cost of health insurance. Tax credits that help millions of Americans afford their insurance are set to expire at the end of the year if the government doesn't reopen. That could make health insurance unaffordable for as many as 4 million Americans. That's what healthcare advocate Alex Jacquez tells sister station 620 WTMJ. Wisconsin secured temporary funding after federal support was cut to services for deafblind children and young adults statewide. The U.S. Department of Education cited policy changes. After that, Wisconsin got a sub-grant from the National Center for Deafblindness to continue for 1 year. The Department of Public Instruction Program serves 170 students statewide. The Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation has given out $352,000 since it was created 6 years ago. President Tom Heffron says the foundation is built on the idea that local giving creates local impact. The foundation's goal is to meet community needs and strengthen the capacity of local nonprofits.
Meals on Wheels in Beaver Dam is looking for volunteer drivers. Meals are prepared by Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam and delivered across the community. Schedules can be as flexible as you need them to be. The time commitment is typically only about 1 hour a month. There's more information at DailyDodge.com. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 65. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, slight chance for showers, lows level off around 45. Mainly clear skies, tomorrow, slight chance of rain showers, high temperatures reach up to 69. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 54 degrees.
Your smile says a lot about who you are. Hi, I'm Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can warm a room, brighten someone's day, and make you feel unstoppable. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to unlocking the confidence that comes from an unforgettable grin. Family dental, orthodontics, implants, and more. We offer everything dental under one roof. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
Looking for a better night's sleep with a mattress made right here in Wisconsin? McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam is having a mattress sale. Hi, this is Sandy. McKinstry's is proud to offer Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses made in Wisconsin. Both of these brands are known for quality and comfort. A good mattress isn't just about comfort, it's an investment in your health and well-being. The average person spends roughly a third of their life sleeping, making your mattress choice one of the most important furniture decisions you'll ever make. Adjustable bases are also on sale. With adjustable bases, you can find the most comfortable sleeping position for your body. With the push of a button, you can raise your head. Push another button and your legs raise. Plus, McKinstry's offers free delivery and setup. We can also arrange the disposal of your old mattress set. Stop in for the mattress sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, celebrating 167 years in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. Sale ends October 18th.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Community Comment with Terry Bell on 95.3 WBEV, presented in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishing. If you close your doors in your home when company comes because of your inferior interior, McKinstry's Home Furnishings can help. They will be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any and all the rooms in your home. Just bring them measurements and pictures of your room. Determine any items you wish to keep. Then they can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas and their expertise, you will achieve the room plan you desire while working within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see them today at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. Here is Terry Bell with Community Comment.
Thank you, Ashley. We're talking about, emergency preparedness. In Dodge County with Matt Bartle and Amanda Pulvermacher, not only for situations on a big scale, but in a moment here, we're going to talk about what you can do at home to be prepared for an emergency. If you have a question or a comment, feel free to give us a call or a text at 920-887-8585 or call the studio line at 885-4446. Amanda and Matt, welcome back. It's good to have you. And it's probably a good time now to talk about, when it comes to emergencies, what to do in our own homes.
Yeah. So like we were talking about, some side conversation here, we just came off of our, what's the official title? Like our Emergency Preparedness Month.
Yeah.
And now we're in Fire Prevention Month, so we kind of roll into that. And that's what everybody thinks of, you know, being prepared for a fire. But with emergency preparedness, we kind of look at, you know, it's not just being prepared for the gloom and doom. It's like, how can we prepare ourselves every day so that if something does happen, the if or when, we're ready in some capacity to meet that challenge and minimize the impact to us. And we call that, you know, how do we improve our resilience to an incident or, you know, what could be a long or short-term disaster?
Right. Tell me more about this notion of resilience. I find this really intriguing.
Yeah. So think of resilience, and you know, I have a military background, so I think of like battle hardening yourself for a potential the fight ahead. You know, what do? You know, in the military, you sandbag and you put up your positions. But really, it's what are the essential things you need to go about and thrive if something happens. So, food and water. Do you have a small cache of food and water to support however many people are in your family? You know, the ideal is initial number is 72 hours. Can you support and sustain yourself for 72 hours in hopes that, you know, by that time we have some services back up and running, such as electricity or water, or, you know, there's food services in place depending on what the disaster might be. Do you have communications? Do you have extra battery banks so you can charge your cell phone so you can communicate with loved ones in the event that you can't leave where you're at because, you know, your exit roads are blocked? Do you have all your documents together? Are they stored in like a fireproof safe? Do you know where they are? Do you know, do you have lists of medications so you don't have to sit and think about, okay, what do I take at 7 a.m.? What do I take at noon? What do I take at 3? What's my vitamin? You know, it's over the whole thing. People just don't realize. Like, there's some people that take a lot of medications during the day, and it's hard to keep track. I forget that I take a heartburn medication in the morning, you know, sometimes.
Even for pets, having a little, like, go bag ready. So if you have to pack up and leave quickly for storms or you know, if you have to evacuate your area abruptly for any reason, making sure you have like collars and leashes, maybe some food for them, any carriers easily available that you could grab them and go. And even for kids, I mean, if you have a little bag with some spare clothes or diapers, whatever they may need just for a short-term evacuation or a long-term evacuation, having those kinds of things ready and available can, you know, make it a lot easier and build that resiliency, as we say, so bounce back from that disaster or event.
If you had to guess, you know, on a percentage basis, you know, how many households really are ready for a worst case scenario should something happen?
My guess, and this is probably going to seem gloom and doom for a lot of people, but I'd probably say under 10%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's hard to always have that stuff ready to go. But even just small little things, having a blanket in your car, that can be an additional preparedness step you can take for in the winter if you were to get stranded, or having salt or sand or something in case you get put in the into the ditch, right? So little steps, you know, we kind of had that side conversation that having 72 hours of water for 5 people in your family seems like a lot of water you're going to have to store, right? That's a little bit out of hand, but it doesn't have to be everything at once. It can be small steps for preparedness. And I know the economy kind of sucks and everyone's everything's expensive, but small little things, having an extra flashlight by your bed if the power goes out, or having you know, that cat carrier next to the door, yeah, instead of having it tucked away in a closet. Something easily accessible, something just to make your life a little bit easier.
And there's so much gloom and doom, too. I think people just become numb to what's going on around them, especially, you know, there's always something in the news. So it's, you hear it, and you're like, oh, it's happened somewhere else, not going to happen to me. And, you know, someday it's going to happen. Look, we just had 6 tornadoes in our county. Well, 8 if you count the other 2 that came down later. But still, I mean.
Yeah, these are good points that you raise, and I don't think it occurs to people, you know, what would they do, you know, when they turn on the faucet and nothing comes out, or if, you know, the battery on your cell phone is, you know, next to nothing and you have no way to recharge it.
Yep. And at a preparedness level for the county, we have to prepare to help provide services to a wide variety of you know, places and people, but do know that there are places that are going to be a higher priority than your household, you know, hospitals, nursing homes, childcare centers, our first responders like the fire stations and stuff that need power maybe first to help provide those additional services to you. So there are reasons why, you know, power might get restored in some areas quicker than others. Sometimes it's out of our control. Sometimes we have to put the focus on those hospitals and stuff like that. But we can provide the tools to help you if you have questions on preparedness planning. We can definitely, we have flyers, brochures, we can share knowledge. So don't feel afraid to reach out to us. Definitely help with that.
Yeah, and I was just, I should ask too, it's not just households too, you know, you help prepare businesses for these sorts of scenarios because, you know, it's just as likely that something bad could happen while everybody's at work.
Right, and as a county, I mean, we've seen a tornado. We're not immune to being affected by it either. I mean, we had multiple county buildings that were damaged. Thankfully, it wasn't anything that really shut down essential services for us. But I mean, if that would have went a half a mile to the south, I mean, that could have affected a lot of services. We might be in a whole different situation right now. So we work on making ourselves as a county resilient. And then in turn, we work with the community to kind of give them the tools to help them prepare.
Yeah, what kind of tools do you provide, like the business places? Like there's, you know, you've got everything from office settings to manufacturing settings. I imagine there's all kinds of different ways to help a business prepare.
Yeah, one of the big things I think we do is we're really good about it in the, as a county is bringing different educational opportunities. There's tons of different classes that the Center for Domestic Preparedness and that whole Domestic Preparedness Consortium puts out. And there's like business resiliency classes and seminars and stuff. So we kind of bring that in so that you can learn. If they have questions, our door is always open. You can always ask. And if we don't have an answer, we'll certainly help point them in the right direction. But
we do partner with a lot of our businesses too. We can go in and help do active threat presentations and discuss safety within the workplace. We can help review plans to see if there's any gaps in their, you know, in their planning process. We can help run drills with them. We really help promote running drills. So, I mean, even within our own county buildings, we do those as well. So we are available to help with that stuff.
Very good. We're talking about preparing for emergencies with Dodge County Emergency Preparedness and Amanda Pulvermacher and Matt Bartle. We're going to take one more break, then be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Vamos a la playa conmigo, Wally Lukashensky, for an unforgettable escape from the winter blues as we head to the secret Playa Mujeres Golf and Spa Resort in Mexico. Along with memory-making travel, join us the first week of February. Imagine this, while it's freezing back home, you're soaking up the sun, making amazing memories, and living your best life on the beach. Sounds pretty great, right? But here's the deal. Seats are limited, and this trip is filling up fast. I'll be there, of course, and so will our very own Charlie Dern. We'll keep the vibes high and even keep everyone back home updated. Hopefully they don't get too jealous. This Slice of Paradise is an exclusive adults-only gated beachfront community just 35 minutes north of the Cancun Airport. There will be white sand beaches, spacious suites, many bars and dining venues, entertainment, and a world-class spa. Steps from a Greg Norman 18-hole golf course. Enjoy paradise. Head to DailyDodge.com and the 95.3 WBEV Winter Getaway page. Talk to and book with Holly at Memory Making Travel today.
From the floor to the ceiling and the walls in between, you'll find it on sale at Professional Floor Covering during the October Gold Tag Sale. Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, inviting you to shop and save during the October Gold Tag Sale. Save on every Abbey carpet in the store. Abbey carpets give you durability and beauty with a 60-day quality assurance guarantee. No questions asked. Shop our Staten carpet line offering high quality, beautiful designer patterns and styles. You'll find an impressive selection of stock carpet to shop with 40 rolls to choose from. We're also making it easy for you to go green with a renewable resource. Check out our wool carpet display for a durable, natural stain fighter option that looks and feels great. Shop and save all month long during the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam and online at proflr.com.
Get ready because magic and mischief is back at the Market at Beaver Dam's Fall Fest this Saturday, October 11th from 9 a.m. to noon. Bring the kids for face painting and balloon animals, as well as painting pumpkins, beanbag toss, and even pumpkin bowling. While you're outside, shop the huge outdoor produce sale, locally grown pumpkins and squash, plus apples, onions, potatoes, and fresh cranberries, as well as pears, just to name a few. All your fall favorites are in one place. And inside the store, it's one day only savings you don't want to miss. Frito-Lay chips, Brewpub Lots of Matzo pizzas, Pepsi and 7-Up products, fresh meat items, Kemp's milk, and so much more. You can also support the BDHS 4-H with caribou drink specials and sweet apple nachos, a treat the whole family will love. It's fun, festive, and it's family-friendly. Don't miss the Fall Fest at the Market at Beaver Dam this Saturday, October 11th. Come for the fun, shop for the savings, and celebrate the season with the Market at Beaver Dam.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here is Terry Bell.
Thank you, Ashley. We just have just a few more minutes with Matt Bartle and Amanda Pulvermacher of Dodge County Emergency Preparedness. If you have a question or a comment about how to be ready in case of any kind of worst-case scenario, go ahead and join the conversation. You can call us or text us at 920-887-8585 or call the studio line at 885-4446. And a big part of helping people prepare for emergencies is letting them know when one is happening. And that is changing all the time. You know, how we stay in touch with each other seems to be changing so rapidly. And Dodge County Emergency Preparedness is keeping up with the times.
Yeah. Technology is our friend. We embrace it. It's just the way the world works. So, you know, there's a bunch of different technologies out there, and there's a few different things that people can use, they can sign up for, or they can have on hand to help stay aware. For example, NOAA weather radios, those are still a pretty prominent thing. Battery operator, you can get the hand crank ones. And if there's a severe weather event and everything else goes out where you're not getting, you know, those cable news alerts or anything like that, that NOAA weather radio will still provide timely and accurate information.
Sure, sure. And I've heard my whole life about how helpful it is to have a weather radio. Where would I go if I wanted to buy one?
Amazon.
All right.
Yeah, you can get Amazon. I'm not sure which box stores sell them. I know they're out there. I just don't know exactly where we're getting them. Sometimes we have some in the office that we give away. We don't right now. So, sorry. That wasn't a plug. they're out there, and you can probably get them. I'm guessing.
They're fairly cheap.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Under
cheap.
$50.
Yeah, Walmart, Amazon should have them, and they'll just, your local station will come right to them.
And they get the same alerts as like a TV and radio stations get?
Yep.
Okay. So you can
straight from the National Weather Service.
Yeah, very good. You know, let's face it, you know, most people are, this is their link to the outside world, and you're there too.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Smartphones, I should say, for anybody not watching on YouTube.
Yeah. So Dodge County, we have our own app. It's the Dodge County Sheriff's Office app. You can download that, and you can get those weather alerts from there. You can get updates every time they post on their Facebook page. You can get emergency alerts through them. On that app, there's also a link to Smart 911, which is an app that is free to use. You can create a profile for you and your household, and any kind of information in there that you want to house, that information, when you call 911, will follow you to a Smart 911 capable dispatch center, and all that information is there for dispatch. So it can have your home and work addresses. It can have all of the names of your household members, pet information, any kind of medical emergency, like if you're diabetic or something and you call 911 and you're not able to communicate with someone, but it might be listed in there. It helps give dispatch some of that information in case you can't communicate that to them, or it just helps get that information faster to those first responders coming to help you.
That's got to be a big help to emergency responders when they pull up to a scene and they have all that information handy. I mean, how long would it take to procure all that information if they don't have it?
I mean, sometimes you can't get it. You know, as an active EMT, I mean, you can go on a scene and you have an unresponsive patient. You just don't want their medical history unless they have like a file of life sitting on the fridge, and not everybody has those. We do hand those out, so just throw that in there shamelessly. Come to the Dodge, you know, the Henry Dodge office building and stuff, and just ask for one. ADRC or Public Health will have them. But I mean, there's just so many benefits, especially in that app, especially. Like you said, the preparedness stuff. One of the things on there that is a really cool feature that I hope everybody realizes is the report an incident feature.
On the sheriff's app.
So if there is a incident or something's going on, so say we have tornadoes in the county and you have a tree down, that's not necessarily an emergent thing. If it's on the house and people are trapped, call 911. But if it's just down across the road, there's so many other 911 calls coming in during these incidents that it's hard for the sheriff's office to handle all that coming in. They do a phenomenal job. Our dispatchers are phenomenal. But it's just in order to make their lives easier, you can hit that report an incident, fill out all the information. There's places for contact, what it is, the location, and it'll send it. And the dispatchers will get it right away, but they can look at it and be like, okay, this isn't a high priority based on everything else that's coming in right now. We're not going to tie up phone lines with this or anything, or take officers or responders away from another serious incident going on. And they can prioritize that and get back to it when things slow down a little bit.
How would I know, just as a lay person, when I should be using the app and when I should be calling 911?
For 911, I want to sing this jingle. There's this guy named Firefighter Fenton who has a good song about it.
No.
But ways to, if you're not, you know, somebody's not breathing, your house is on fire, or there's a serious risk to life and health or personal property, call 911. If it's something like a tree is down, report something.
If there's ever a doubt in your mind, you can call 911. Our dispatchers are never going to turn a call away. But, you know, if it's not something endangering your life right this minute, and it's something that, you know, maybe could wait a little bit or is not as high of a priority, that is there. But just know the dispatchers do get it right away. It goes on, they get an email alert, they start a call for it, and then our first responders can help prioritize those calls too as they're going through it. So they'll have the situational awareness that the tree is down, but maybe they can't get to it because they're helping with a house fire right now. So,
and I think the important thing is, you know, somebody knows about it.
Yeah.
And people aren't, you know, maybe erring on the side of caution and not getting in touch. Go ahead and get in touch that way. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be something that does need attention.
100%.
You're giving out information all over Dodge County. I have a flyer here, so do you. Tell us a little bit about what these are and where people can find them.
Yeah, so this is all about our Smart 911 app. It's a free service, so you can either go to smart911.com, or if you go on the Apple or Android store, just Google Smart 911. There's a little registration process. You can do it. This helps you set up like text to 911. So if you're in a precarious situation.
Text to 911
is a different, okay, sorry.
Nope. Everywhere in the southern state of Wisconsin, text to 911 is available. So this app is just one of the many flyers we have. We have other flyers that we can distribute as well. We do try to post preparedness tips on our Facebook page. So we disseminate information that way too. But the Smart 911 app is the one that you can create that profile and have all that household information on that goes to our dispatch center that we talked about. But if you're looking for any of this, any of these flyers, if you want some Pedro disaster preparedness coloring books for your kids, we definitely have them. You can come find us at our office or any of the community events like the National Night Outs or the fair. Maybe even our health fair that's coming up in October at the Henry Dodge building. So we try to get out in the community and have this stuff available.
And I noticed right here this bit of information, too. When you download the Smart 911 app and put some information in there, it is private and secure. Yes. You're not risking your identity or anything that's important that way.
Correct. That information only gets shared with dispatch when you're dialing 911. It kind of follows it. And just to plug here, I don't think it goes to every dispatcher. Like, not everyone has that. So if you're, you know, out of state and you call 911 and it goes to a dispatch center somewhere in a different state, they may not have the capabilities to get all that information, but it is something that a lot of agencies are, you know, incorporating. So
okay.
Ours has it.
I'm afraid we're out of time. It's been an hour well spent. I want to thank Amanda Pulvermacher and Matt Bartle of Dodge County Emergency Preparedness. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good Karma Brands is proud to be